This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is voting time. Early voting has began already. It started on the 19th. May 8th is officially the day to vote. And Guilford County District Attorney is a big race in Guilford County. Huge. The District Attorney is the one who put you in jail or let you go home. We have Stephanie Reese in here, Avery Crump in here. Avery Crump is a judge, district court judge, and Stephanie Reese has been an assistant DA for 17 years. And folks are just calling up and just want to know some of their views, and if they get their vote, what can they expect?
I want to know if they had any programs or thinking about any programs about people with probation, because I feel it's like a circle. You're on probation, and you have to pay your restitution or whatever, but to do that, you have to be able to get a job. And 9 out of 10 places you get a job at, it's not going to be enough to sustain your living and pay your restitution or whatever it is you have to pay. So when you don't pay that, you wind up going back to jail, which seems like a revolving door to me. So is there any program, or are y'all thinking of any program that could possibly change that in the future?
I would like to jump in real quick before you answer, Stephanie and Avery. I was reading about the new Philadelphia DA. Y'all familiar with this guy?
Yep.
He is making some huge, huge moves. And one is like him trying to like just reduce probation altogether. He says a lot of times people mess up in probation within the first 12 months. So anything after 12 months is really just wasting time and wasting taxpayers' money. Do you all agree with that?
I do agree that people do when they get in trouble is during the first 12 months.
Yes.
You really need long probation if you have a lot of money you have to pay back. Like restitution, if you have committed a serious offense against a victim, they've had to go to the hospital. I mean, it's deserving that they get their money back to pay restitution. That's normally when you need the long probation so that you're not setting people up for failure. They have enough time to pay that money back.
I'm talking about drug charges.
But no, drug charges.
A lot of people get probation for drugs. Like, you got things like Donald Trump wants to give life sentences for drug offenses. Stephanie, Avery, do you all agree with that?
Of course not.
No, that's silly.
Of course not.
That's
Donald
stupid.
Trump also wants to arm teachers in school. How ridiculous is that?
Yes, he does.
He's the same man, though, that won't pay for anything either. So, you know, so, he wants to put everybody in jail, but doesn't want to pay to make sure that, you know, it's a safe, secure place that, you know, when people go. So he's ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
So you don't agree that anything more than, well, I'm not going to say you don't agree, but what is your stance on probation for drug offenses that are past 12 months? Like this gentleman. You had a drug offense, correct?
I don't have a drug offense, but I have a bunch of homeboys that does, and I see what they have to go through it just to try to make us a living in life or try to get past what they went through.
Like assault crimes and
17 years old.
I think one of the things he's talking about, too, is that you sometimes have to pay court costs and fines and jail fees, and those are things I agree with you. There should be, and there usually is some allowance. If you come in and you are trying and you are trying to get a job and you just can't afford that, you know, the district attorney's office should be, that's okay to waive those. The judge has to make that ultimate decision, but the DA's office should always support just waiving those fees. If you're doing everything you can, you should never, ever go back to jail because you haven't paid court costs or fines or jail fees, because those just rack up, and it's really unfair.
And I agree with that. And I, And my history speaks for itself. I've never sent anyone, and I've made this announcement in open court. I'm not going to send someone to jail because they haven't been able to pay court calls or jail fees or fines. If they're doing everything that they're supposed to do, they're out there and they're productive citizens and they're working every day, or they're trying to find a job and they're not getting in trouble, then no, those are not the individuals that need to be in jail.
Mm-hmm. At all. Mm-hmm. At all.
Period.
Okay.
Yeah. Did that answer your question, bro?
100%.
Appreciate you, good brother.
I appreciate y'all.
No doubt. Don't forget, man, May 8th, Guilford County District Attorney race between Stephanie Reese and Avery Crump.
Please vote early. Early voting has started already.
Has started already.
Yes, it started on the 19th of April.
Okay.
And we've been out in the rain trying to convince people to come out and vote. So come join us and make us happy.
Old Courthouse, downtown Greensboro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.